This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rome.
Praise God. It is another beautiful day. I thank you for tuning in to Global Radio today. Today we have an interesting guest for you. Her name is Marion van der Wel, and she is from the Netherlands. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Jim.
We finally get together.
Yeah.
You're in a country that is below sea level, and they have dikes that keep the water out, and they have these windmills that pump the water continually.
Yeah, because it's very low, the Netherlands.
Yes, windmills.
Yes, they're beautiful. Oh, and we have a dike here, very close to me, 2.5 miles.
Okay. Let's see, part of your story today is that you married a Muslim.
Yes.
We have been following the testimonies, the stories that you have written to us. They're real.
Well, I'm just a woman that God chose to do deliverances from demons, and I'm praying for people that have hurts, and the Holy Spirit comes and touches them. I didn't want to do this, but he wanted me to do it.
They're exciting. I can feel the presence of God. I can feel the miracles happening.
Yes.
Would like to find out today, how did this whole thing start? How did your ministry start? What are the experiences? Tell us about that today.
Yes.
Let's welcome our guest today and hear her story. So, our guest today from the Netherlands, Marion van der Wel.
Yeah, with excitement. Oh, boy. I live in the Netherlands. The Netherlands has a lot of rain. And I'm Dutch. And when I was 21 years old, I met a young man from Turkey. His name was Hassan. He was a good-looking man. And in those days, many men came from Turkey to the Netherlands hoping to find work. And many did. Hassan wasn't active in his Muslim faith. We both worked and we loved each other very much. I didn't have to wear head covering from Hassan. And I was free to go swimming with a girlfriend. It went all very nice. We first lived together and later we got married. I've been to Turkey 3 times for 5-6 weeks with a car and 1 short trip with a plane with my first husband, Hassan. That was really very nice. I was very excited. I saw many, many countries when we went with the car. We could also, we had a Peugeot 504, and we could put the front chair all the way back, and then we could sleep in the car. It was very flat, and we slept there. And sometimes I would wake up, and we were somewhere in Switzerland or Austria, and sometimes we were in Turkey. And I would open my eyes, and suddenly I was in a very old Roman place. That was really, really very nice that we went with the car. In the 70s, tourism wasn't common yet in Turkey. I had to eat like Jesus, sitting on a carpet in a circle on the floor. And once I got a spoon, and everyone got a spoon, and there was only one pot of soup in the middle. And we all had to eat from that same pot. So sometimes I was very surprised about the things that happened over there. Once in a little village, I was asked to get water. I was given a jug, and a little girl led me to the brook, and all the children followed me. And on my way back, cows with horns came after us, and my jar was filled. Can you imagine that, Jim? That day, I didn't drink water.
Oh, my.
I didn't dare to. I don't know where it came from, right? The government had put a faucet with tap water, but they avoided that. So all the new things they had to, it was difficult for them to adjust. In the next village, everyone rushed inside and closed their doors. when they saw me. Every house we visited, we got food. And it was sometimes a problem because I'd just eaten. But if I didn't eat, when I didn't eat, they would think that I felt that I didn't like the food, and they felt rejected. The fruit there was only picked when it was fully ripe, and that was so delicious, Jim. It was really, really nice. Everything was ripe over there. I remember a visit to an old woman, and she had to borrow money to buy us some soft drink and cookies. And she was smiling from ear to ear when she presented it. I think Hassan gave her some money later on. Sometimes the men and women didn't sit together, and I didn't like that. All those women would look at me as if I was from another planet. For them, I really was, because they didn't see Western people, only on the television, of course. So that was, for them, strange. I've slept on the beach with his whole family, and I woke up with the sun shining on my face. This is really something, when you wake up and you see the sun and the sea. One time, Hassan and me ordered fish in a restaurant, and the owner, he took his fishing gear and threw it in the sea. I was really looking at him and thought, whoa. And he started fishing, and we had to wait until he caught some. But the fish came quickly. Those are precious moments. Hassan and me would drive through Turkey, and I saw so much of this beautiful country. It's really beautiful. One time, Hassan and me were in a small tourist boat with only one layer on the middle of Mediterranean Sea. We were far from land when a storm came. Jim, that was really horrible. We were rocking so hard on those waves. And then I saw something beautiful. Every man grabbed the child and held it tight so no one would fall overboard. I was amazed at this, really, how they did this. So much love. The people there are really looking how to please their God and their guests. And I'm glad that our God gave Muslims dreams and visions. He's still doing that. When I was 23, my parents became Christians. They gave me a Bible and some Christian books. Out of politeness, I put them in our bookcase. And that was allowed also from Hassan. 5 years later, I took out a book and read Why Jesus Was Crucified. The moment I read that and said, oh, that's how it is, I felt something falling from my eyelids, and I saw a bright white light in my room. It was amazing, Jim. And suddenly and instantly, I knew I was a child of God. To my horror, I saw I had demonic things on my wall. I grabbed them, put them in 3 trash bags, and got rid of them the same day. To my surprise, Hassan didn't say anything about it when he came back from work. But a few days later, Hassan came in with the Quran that was put next to the Bible. That was weird. I knew I'd better not mention what happened to me, and I kept it a secret for 2 years. I was afraid to lose him. I had my Bible under my bed. After 1 year and 9 months, God told me to tell Hassan that I was a Christian. I refused for 3 months, and God put the pressure on. Oh, how he put the pressure on. Until I gave in. I really couldn't have handled the pressure anymore. It was so much. But otherwise, I wouldn't have wanted to give in. When I told Hassan with shaking knees, and they were really shaking, he said that our marriage was over, and God directly began to speak with a very loud in my head. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. He said this the whole day. I went to my sister, and I could hardly understand her that day when she spoke. I've only heard God speak so loud in my head twice, and once audibly. But it's very nice to hear him. After this, God gave me my first open vision. I saw the hand of God, and I was dangling underneath. And he said, go from this stupid man, because you will not find sensible lips. And I was crying and crying and crying. When Hassan and me were still together, I always played with the Turkish children when we were in a large group. Because I didn't understand much of the Turkish language, I'm not good in languages. They loved me for that. When I was already sent out of my home, a 6-7-year-old Turkish boy started to say to his parents, "Marianne has to come." So the parents phoned Hassan, and then Hassan begged me to go to the boy. We were already separated, but I quickly went, and he was laying in bed. I took him in my arms and hugged him, and he was healed. It was amazing, Jim. It was so beautiful to see.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really nice. Hassan and me had a company together. Hassan started to drink so much that he became aggressive. I never saw him like that. It wasn't nice. He was always very kind to me, and now he changed. He suddenly popped up at a shopping center started screaming, "Who is that, Jesus?" I tried to tell him, but to no avail. I was afraid that he would throw me through the window shop, and a lot of people were looking at me, you know. One evening, when I came home, Hassan was there waiting for me. I'd given him my house key, and I was very sorry about that. He was so angry, and I feared for my life. But God helped me. When Hassan was standing and talking, he suddenly fell on my couch and fell asleep. I quickly left. I jumped in my car and went to the flat of my new friend, a missionary woman and her two boys. I stayed with her for a while. She took me to a meeting and I received a baptism in the Holy Ghost. After some time, Hassan began stalking me and found me because he saw my car and had seen me walking towards a flat that was high up. One of the children said, "I will defend you." He was only 9. I thought I better move out. I didn't want the children or her to get hurt, because he could have slammed the door down, you know. He was a boxer, and he would have done that. He really would have done that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I bet he was a boxer. I know once a man kissed me on the cheek. Well, he got it. He really got it. You know? He knocked him down the stairs. I thought I better not look. I never saw that man again. Yeah. Now, no one was allowed to touch me with like that. If he knew the people, it was okay, but not a stranger that just kissed me. I know once we were eating, and someone that acted as a stranger, as a street person, he came into the room and he started kissing all the women. And then he wanted to kiss me. I thought, oh my, if he does that, he will get it. He really would get it. But then I thought, I'll stand up and I will just hit that man. And I did. And then all the people were staring at me, but I thought I better do it that way. So I gave that man a smack on his cheek and he went away. And Hassan was really grinning from ear to ear. Yeah, otherwise he would have gone to jail. That was with when I worked. I worked at the European Space Agency, and we had a day. All the people would go out eating, and then that happened. So it was already also with my work. Well, Hassan began to stalk me. Did I say that already? No. So.
Have fun. Tell us again.
Okay. Yeah. I stayed somewhere else for a month, and then I went to another place that took care of people who had problems. I got a room, and in the night someone knocked at my door, and I was glad I put the side block over the door. In the morning at breakfast, I told the people what had happened, and a couple say, you can stay in our flat for 3 weeks. I was glad, and I accepted the offer. All of this gave me so much stress that I got a high fever. I felt sick. I was really high fever, almost too high. I went shopping in this state, and I also had to find another room for myself. The missionary woman had a friend that was moving out of his home, and he lived in the same city where I was, and she decided to come and live there and stay there. For a short while, I lived in peace, but then, when I was in the telephone box, a car stopped, and Hassan was there. When I stepped out, he ordered me to step in the car. The door was already open. He looked very angry at me. It was not a nice feeling I had at that moment. I stepped in the car, and I thought, if I die, I die. I didn't know where he would take me. Strangely, he took me to a restaurant very close by, and he wanted us to eat there. I went along with it. I was so calm that it amazed me. And then for a few seconds, God let me tremble. He said this, the calmness is from me. That was nice, huh?
Yes.
Jim, that was really nice. Yeah, he made me so calm. It's unbelievable. And then he let me felt how I was, and I was really trembling. Yeah. And Hassan said, I can't even touch you. I like that one too. And he looked puzzled at me. I was very glad to hear that. But then he told me he had hired the best occultist of Turkey and one in the Netherlands to get me back without Jesus. They had told him that Jesus was very deep in me. He said that they got so-and-so back to her husband.
They could do that?
Yeah, they could do that. I knew her. She was Dutch, and we were friends back then. Hassan wanted to talk to me about our company, and afterwards he brought me back safely. I said to him, you can have that company. I don't want it. After this, I thought I better move. Someone in the Pentecostal church had a son that rented two rooms. And I took one, and I ended up in the neighborhood of prostitutes. Strange, huh? Someone could advise me to take a room there from the church. I didn't know that at the time, and I'd fled to another city. But very close to my room, I saw the red light, prostitutes, and the man standing in line. When I got home with the car, I would really run to my door and open my door quickly, you know. I didn't know what those men would do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After this, I thought I better move. But you couldn't find rooms that quickly. My little room was luckily upstairs. I had a mattress on the floor. I didn't have a bed, Jim. I only had a mattress on the floor. And I had an upside-down cardboard box at my table. A music player that needed a lot of batteries, and my budgie. My budgie was tame. He could speak also, Jim. How I felt God so much in that little room. After some time, a young man came to live in the room across my room, and we had to share the bathroom. That was scary. He had mental problems and ended up in a mental home. So this wasn't a pleasant place either. Then Hassan asked me again to come to a restaurant in a city where I had lived. Before I left, the missionary woman warned me not to leave the table when there was food or on my plate or drink in my glass because of witchcraft powder. She had prophetic gifting. I was wondering after that, but it happened. Because I traveled, I decided to go to the toilet before the food and the drink came. While eating, I got very sick. And when I told Hassan, he wasn't surprised. And joyfully, he brought me to the train. I thought this was really weird. When I got into my little room, I laid myself on the mattress and then I lay there for 3 nights and 3 days in a light coma state. Can you imagine that, Jim?
Yes. Yes, I can.
You can?
That was from witchcraft?
Oh. Oh, my. Yeah, well, I was also. I couldn't move, and therefore I couldn't drink, I couldn't eat, I couldn't go to the toilet. I was bewitched. Yeah. And then on day 3, luckily, I heard a voice say, stand up. And then I didn't see anyone. I only heard the voice. I saw that I had black, large spots on my body. Luckily, not on my face. And I realized he had put witchcraft powder on my plate or glass while it was empty. Those spots disappeared quickly. I went to the missionary woman and she said, what happened to you? Death is all over you. Then I moved to a 2-room apartment after living there for 5 months. And I came into a district where the police didn't dare to come. Oh my, that was something. But you shouldn't be a man if you came there, but a woman they tolerated it. In that apartment, those witchcraft people started to do their thing. In the night, I suddenly saw 5 demons standing before my window, laughing at me. I was looking in the spirit, though. And one moment I was looking in the spirit, and one moment I was just looking just normally. It would be normal. It went up and down, up and down. Then I saw in the spirit, and then I saw it normal. It was really, really horrible. We were staring at each other, and those 5 demons were laughing at me, and they liked it, you know. They liked it to harass me. I saw that. They were about 6 feet in length. They had normal human faces. They were all dressed in a brown tunic, with crisscross lacing in the top part of their tunic. They had long black hair, very black, curled as the sea waves, and the color of their skin was bronze. My cupboard started rocking and my blankets moved as the sea waves. I was still a baby Christian and I didn't know what to do with demonic attacks. I was so scared that I put the Bible on my head. But Jim, it didn't help. And then I went under the blankets when one of those demons landed next to my bed. God didn't agree with that, and he grabbed me from under my blankets and put me in front of that demon. He placed my hands on the demon's shoulders. Just for some seconds, I felt that demon struggling, and he fell on the floor. And then he looked like a little flat heap. And then God took my hold of my foot and made me kick that demon out of my home. While this was going on, I saw my budgie shivering, very, very fearful. But the next day, those 5 demons came back. They had gray hair and a different hairstyle. I stared at them and thought, not again. Oh. Then I heard the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it became louder and louder and louder. I found that more terrifying than those demons. Little did I know that that wind was the Holy Spirit. That wind swept those demons out of my home, and I felt the wind also, and I never saw them again. That was the last of the witchcraft against me. That year, Hassan went back to his homeland. I was very happy about that. We both loved each other so much, but Jesus means everything to me. Jesus comes first and always will be. That's the end of the story.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you pray for someone out there that's listening today?
I pray for all those that are hurt through disappointment, that you let the Holy Spirit touch you. Jesus loves you. He really loves you. He didn't like what happened to you. Please forgive them, and you will see changes in your life. Yeah, really, the disappointment that came to me. People are so disappointed in life, also disappointment in churches, and they don't know what to do with it. But Jesus didn't like what happened to them over there. He really doesn't like it.
How can people get in touch with you? Do you have an address, email address?
Yes, of course they can. With my email address. And that's MarianneVanderwell7@gmail.com. But you write Weller. That's Welle. So you write MarianneVanderwell7@gmail.com.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding KK-1.